Praise the Lord. So these two groups of people, you take note. Don't sit down and be jealous of anybody. When you see God pick a sinner and leaves you, He's dealing with us differently at two different levels. You are already at home with Him. And He teaches you how to receive from Him. If you refuse to follow those principles, you will suffer. After all, He has finished with you. He has given you the Holy Ghost. He has finished the work of salvation. He has brought you home. If you don't know how to live with Him, it's your business. He has His principles lined up here. The principle, you don't pray, you will never receive anything from God. No matter how holy you are, you must pray. You remain poor if you don't follow the principles for prosperity. No matter how holy you are, you will be a holy poor brother. But very holy. Hallelujah. No, that's the truth. Those type of people, they pray for other people and they prosper. They're their own uncle. They are there like that. Because God does not have special child. The special child is that child that works by His principles. Because God is bound by His word. You come to Him on the terms of His word, He's obligated to answer you. That is certain. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I think it was in France. After a very hot deliverance session, I was in my hotel room and a demon entered. I was very serious. Live like this to attack me. And I stood up. And the first thing I told that demon, I said, you saw me today. Now, did I come here to make money? Did I come here to see fine buildings? I came in the line of duty. I came in the name of my Father. I said, get out by fire. I ran Holy Ghost fire on you. He stood there. We fight for some time. But I defeated it. He ran out. Praise the Lord. Why? I stood there because I challenged. I said, I am here in my line of duty. But if that demon had come, because nobody know me around, all the people, I cannot go now. I go carry one Oyibo prostitute. So make a test this Oyibo had them be. They put and there finish. Then he finish. You can't go. Can't lie down. That demon enter. He will deal with me. Deal with me. By the time I'm coming here, why I don't swell up? What did happen? Praise the Lord. Because some people could do that. They joke with their faith like that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So you that came here, you receive miracle, it is already. Then this is the reason God give you that miracle. And again, hallelujah, is to give Him reason to judge you. Oh yes. It's to give you reason to judge you. That's why I told you, I say, can't you people see in a godless society like this? That is the reason I explained to you recently. The mystery. How thousands of people will gather. And it is one man that has the anointing. Go to watch Emmanuel TV. Watch Mercy TV. Watch all the TV stations where there are one man show. I am not speaking against the anointing. I believe many of them, the anointing is genuinely from God. And I say it from my heart, not to be humble over it. I know more than to speak against that or to blaspheme that. But I always ask questions. And when I ask, God will grant me understanding. I know you are the one, because in the name of Jesus, and people will fall down. Miracle, signs and wonders, the cripple will rise and walk. And only one man. And I know that God cannot gather people like that and use only one man. Then the understanding came to me that ministry there is not to get people born again. It's not to get people close to God. It is a testimony that there is a living God that has power. So that the people that are hearing can go and seek that God. It is a testimony that there is a God. He brings that man, and the man is demonstrating that power. So you have no excuse. That is a God. Now, when you see like that, what should happen to you is to seek that God. And if you are going to seek that God, you will not find him there. Because there, hallelujah, what they will tell you will not take you to where God is. Because watch it. Do they preach anything in those settings? No. As you gather for vigil like this, you will have been sitting down there and the man is doing demonstration, discernment, prayer point, and then thousands of people. And you know, in that setting, nobody sleeps. Because there is something very attractive going on in the stage called altar. Where they do the demonstration. Who goes to sleep in a cinema hall? Everybody's eyes is going to see the next thing. And then they are there clapping hands. And then at the end, they leave. When they leave, they are going home. You are asking, how was today's service? Kai, that man get power. Hey! If you see one man was tumbling. He goes, take her, stand up. He goes, pop. Go stand up again. Father, bah. You try that type of anointing abroad, police will arrest you. They're carrying human being and throwing them like that. Fall down like that. That's torture. They will tell you that's torture. That's torture. Police will come. You know, when I was ministering in France, they sit. I showed you people the picture. They sit there, they arrange, has some protrusion outside, iron protruded out like that. And then the anointing came down. And so very violently manifesting. I was at the altar, small time. When I shall finish, I see the recon, I will cut off. I will change, I say, oh Lord, don't let anybody injure. They will not allow me to come to Europe again. Police will come here. They will catch me. They will not allow me to come to Europe. Oh Lord, let nobody injure. Receive in Jesus' name. Then I say, oh Lord, don't let anybody further here and injure. It was getting too much. I stopped the thing. I stopped her. I asked, I hope nobody injure. You know, this I'm talking like joke. They will stop me from entering Europe forever. Because that person that injured has insurance for health. They will investigate what happened. A Nigerian pastor came and then was throwing people on ground and they injured. Hey! You think it's Africa? When they send a church, you go. They will tell you it is not a church. More so, where it is Catholics that are dominating the place, you are finished. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, all that anointing is to make you, hallelujah, to now acknowledge that there is God. And then you will seek him. You have no reason anymore to doubt the existence of God. That is why somebody told our brother that visited Ikotu. When they met there, then they discussed, what are you here for? I don't know if the brother is here today. He said, what are you here for? He said he came to receive the Holy Ghost. He wants the Holy Ghost. And the pastor said, me too. I've been coming here. Let me tell you, I know this place. If you want power, anointing, you can get it here. But if you want eternal life, Holy Ghost, I will show you where you will go. And the person said, there's a church called Brother Assembly. And directed him to come here. So they know, because there is nothing that they are saying there that can change a sinner to a saint. The reason is, you can only change if you receive the truth. For ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Praise the Lord. Let me quickly add that anointing that God gave us to all of you, pastors listening to this, to us through this channel, the anointing is not for showmanship. God does not entertain with the anointing. There's nowhere Jesus Christ entertained with the anointing. And he cannot send us to entertain with the anointing. Stop that. Stop it. It is wrong. We were doing that nonsense when this ministry started. We were doing that nonsense. When this ministry started, and suddenly, it occurred to me, come. This anointing is not for entertainment. When the angel that walks with me, when I'm doing deliverance, he will come. Then I'll be telling him, do like this. When you do like this, and then people will be watching me. And then, when he do the feeling, he will do what I told him to do. And then one day, I was doing deliverance for my wife. Then I told the angel, this pastor's wife, be careful. When you finish, come and see the city here. Bring her. Let her sit here. When he finish, he bring her. And come gently and sat down. And people were watching, then they clap hands. Then me, I'm saying, you see, the angels bow before me, they obey me. Something occurred to me, called the entertainment, you do so. From that day till now, I stopped that nonsense. Praise the Lord. Because, and it is a grace. If I tell him to do anything, he will do it. If I tell him to do anything, especially when he comes and I see him, and I know he's around, anything I tell him to do, he will do it. If I say, let him tumble 4 times, he's so very stubborn, tumble, you will see the person, they tumble. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, I was trying to share something earlier. I said, somebody, when I gave my life to Christ initially, I mean, we were doing deliverance. Somebody say he get stomach trouble. He come for prayer. Then I lay hand. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Then the person will begin to manifest. So I will stand. They look. Father, that's stomach trouble. He say he get stomach. Which one be you dance? Okay. Why you finish dancing now? I go wait. When you finish, then I say now check it. Is it there? If the thing no go, then I will ask, so, what did they make you the dance since? I was praying against stomach. You are falling under anointing. So, that anointing must be the one that is removing the stomach. If you stand up and the stomach still remain there, then what happened to you? That was my own faith. So, when we say it's fruit of the womb, I expect any anointing that will come. Now for fruit of the womb. When I say it's time for prosperity, that's why we have different programs. Different programs. We are coming for fruit of the womb. In those days, the prophets, they said they have message. Your husband is importing something, and the custom hold it and say, Excuse me. What has that got to do with the reason we are here? Enter the spirit and see why you don't get belle. Don't come during business breakthrough and tell them about their businesses. Because I believe that is how I work and God honors it. That is the truth. I believe that if you come here for vigil, because you have sacrificed your sleep to come and pray, there must be testimony. I believe it. If not, why did you kill your sleep for? That is me. If I say, if I am praying for you, Pastor, what happened? Then as I was praying, then my belly was turning. And you are looking for fruit of the womb for 10 years. Then I was feeling hot. Fire began burn. I said, you didn't feel like that before? He said, no. Now when I pray, I begin to feel like that. That's why I asked, say, please give me your phone number. How can they follow you? Hello? How far? You don't get belay? If you don't get belay, what did they buy you that hour they pray for you? What did they buy you for there now? That's why God will tell me something. Amen. He said, there is somebody here with so problem. I ask, and then the person come out, and the problem is not solved. So why did God tell me about you? Why will God show a prophet your problem? There is no solution. And this is what every believer must act. And if you have that faith, even in this ministry, all of us that are gifted will be careful what we say to you, because you will hold on to it. Pastor, you brought me out the other day, you deal like this, deal like this. It still be like that. Of course, I'm also aware, like those of us, we know they see, reach the level where some of them they see. There's somebody here, and not be your case, you run, come. Anytime I talk, it's not going to happen to you. Because nobody will get the case. Because there are some people, no matter anything I call, they must run out. Whether they're them or not, I mean, what thing concern me? Now, what thing I hear, now I talk. So if now you come out, it'll not be you, nothing will happen. But if now you, the end of the matter has come. And it can never fail. That's never fail. Never ever fail. Praise the Lord. So it is not for showmanship. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is serious business. It's not for joking. It's not for showmanship. It is a fisherman's bait. The anointing, the gift we have is the bait to catch fish. The fish is for God. So that people will be attracted to come. And when they come, what you use to catch is the hook. The bait is to attract the fish to come. The word of God is the hook that will catch them for Jesus Christ. Go and carry Jerusalem until you receive the power from above. Then you can be my witnesses. You can only talk about the kingdom that will hear you when there is a power that you have received to cast out devils, to heal the sick. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And you saw what happened. They saw that power on the day of Pentecost that day. One message of salvation, 3,000 believed. Another time, 5,000 believed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So that we'll understand this statement in Luke chapter 10. In Luke chapter 10, Jesus sent 70 of his followers on a mission. 70 of them. And these things the Lord, after these things the Lord appointed other 70 also. Luke chapter 10 from verse 1. And sent them two and two before his face into every city and place, whither he himself will come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send for laborers unto his harvest. When you go to verse 17, they have gone and they have come back. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils a subject unto us through thy name. They were rejoicing. Come and see testimony. Come and see, we are casting out spirit, casting out devils. Come and see, like we see on television every day. And he said unto them, Jesus Christ said unto them, see the way he put it in that verse 18. I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Why did he make that statement? He was making reference to Satan. Who is Satan? Satan was Lucifer, the archangel. His beauty, you cannot describe. When you talk of anointing, he was the next, in fact, the head of all the angels. But despite all the anointing he had, see the way he fell. That's what he was saying there. Then he added, verse 19. Behold, he said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Then, that statement, you must underline it in your Bible. Notwithstanding that I have given you power, you can do and undo in my name. In this, rejoice not that you cast out devils. That you are full of anointing. So tell you, don't even use your mouth again, you use your hand and leg. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. So, what is the joy of a believer? What is the joy of a minister of God? A laborer in the vineyard. You are rejoicing because your name is written above in the book of life. How do I know? How do I know? That means, hallelujah, you are expected to make your calling and election sure. Our joy is not in the anointing. Be sure that in addition to that anointing, that I am saved. My name is in the book of life. Then he added in the next verse, 21. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced. He did not cry. He rejoiced. He was happy. He rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and the earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. That statement, underline it and go and meditate. Jesus is saying that what revelation is he talking about? Revelation that sees some people are here rejoicing that they are anointed, anointed, and they don't know that you can have all that and may not be saved. That you can have all the anointing and yet you may not be saved. And he's saying that he thanked God because he has hidden it from people who think they know. And reveal it to people like us when we don't go to Bible school. So why would I not rejoice in that I know something that the Reverend Dr. Archbishop doesn't know? I'm rejoicing in Jesus, I rejoice in the Spirit. Because all these Pharisees and Sadducees and the scribes that claim they are something, sitting in high, high places, they are the ones that are recognized by the state. They don't know what we know. They say, even so, this is what it pleases you, Father. You blind some people's eyes and open some other people's eyes. Our eyes of understanding he has opened up at last.
And he beat to reason who are chained down in the past. To Jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God. He is original,
hallelujah.
He is original,
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 original.
He said, not all that say, Lord, Lord, will enter. People are joking over that statement. It's Jesus himself that said it too. Not everyone that say, Lord, Lord, will enter. It's that day, he says, many will come and say, in your name I cast out devils. And did many wonderful things, miracles, signs and power in your name. And he will say, he didn't even know them. That statement should make you to be afraid. People are casting out spirits, doing deliverance in the name of Jesus, and Jesus doesn't know them. Open my eyes that I may see
glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Placed in my hand thou wonderful gift, thou shalt unclasp and set me free.
Oh,
silently now I wait for thee.
Ready, my God.
Ready, my Lord. I will.
Open my eyes.
Open my eyes.
Open my eyes.
My
feet
desire.
That's Apostle Paul's prayer, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Be made conformable unto his death. Apostle Paul, that's his prayer. That should be our prayer every day. Say, I want to know you more.
I want to know you more. I want to know you more.
Oh!
I want to know you more and more.
Say somebody.
I want to know you more.
Can we stand?
I want to know you more and more. I want to know you more. I want to know you more and more.
Say that's our prayer.
I want to know you more.
Oh!
I want to know you more and more. I want to know you more. I want to know you more.
Lord,
I want to know you more. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. I want to know you more.
This is my endless prayer.
This is my endless desire. Give me the power to do your will.
That's our prayer.
Oh Lord, I pray.
I pray, I pray.
This is my endless prayer.
Oh Lord,
this is my endless desire. Give me the power to do your will. Oh Lord, I pray.
Let's anoint
it over
my life.
Anoint it over my head to throw.
People are praying in the name of Jesus and they are receiving results. They are receiving results. People are casting out devils and demons are screaming out, and yet Jesus doesn't know them. Somebody, you are coming to pray here. Does Jesus know you? Does he know you? What is the evidence that he knows you? The evidence that he knows you, he will have a relationship with you. He will have a relationship with you. And that relationship will point to the cross. A sister in Spain was under anointing down. They came to tell me that she was chained. I thought she was chained. So I would say, this angel where they chain people for prayer, follow me, come Europe. I went there and I saw her and I saw something. I said, no, something is going to leave her. When the Lord finishes with her, she will stand up. Later on, she stood up. I went to ask her, "You were, what was happening to you there?" She said, "As soon as we lifted the bread and we were praying," she said, "suddenly a cloud passed, a cross came before her. Then Jesus appeared." She said she saw Jesus there while others were praying and we were having the communion, praying there. She said Jesus appeared and said, "Yes, what he is saying is the truth. I went to the cross to set you free." He said, "I went to the cross to set you free because I love you. I have paid the price. Therefore, you must receive your healing." He kept telling her, that is referring to me, what I was saying, that is the truth. And she was thanking him. And suddenly Jesus asked her, "What will you want me to do for you?" And she told me, she said, she has a 15-year-old son that just went wild and has been smoking. He said, "Let my 15-year-old son be restored." He said, "It's okay. Ask her again. Any other thing?" She said, "No, just my son." He said, "Okay," and he disappeared. And she came back to herself. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, such a woman will hold on to Christ. A relationship has existed. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. How do I know that you have a relationship? If you do any bad thing, whom he loves, he chastens. Church, listen. If you are a true child of God, you have a relationship with him. You can't do anything wrong and go free. He will deal with you to bring you back in line. Here you are praying, casting out devil, and yet you are living a life of fornication, drunkenness, cheating, and all the bad things people do. You even go to beer parlor and drink alcohol, and then all the nonsense, and nothing happens, yet you see vision. Yet you lay hand upon the sick. You leave your wife for house and sleep with women outside, pastor. But when you come, everybody will fall. Oh, Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. And nothing is happening to you to stop it. You have no relationship with him. You have no relationship with him. That is how you know whether you have a relationship or not. I was ministering to another woman on Friday there. The Lord told me, "There is a woman here, you are addicted to cigarettes." I see a woman smoking. How can a woman be smoking the way I've seen it? Come out. Who is the woman? She refused to come out. Nobody came out until after Sunday. And she came to me in that same space, said, "You remember this revelation you gave on Sunday?" He said, "I am the one." He said, "I was ashamed to come out." He said, "I was ashamed because I came across the bright television ministry in, I think, Spain and France or so." He said, "And she dropped all those things until she moved over to Spain and people were taunting her up and down. How can you dress like this? How can you?" And before you know what, she got backsliding, went back, started smoking, got addicted. She could not stop smoking again. She said, "When I mentioned," he said, "something hit her." She went home and was crying all through that night. Packed the cigarettes, threw them away. She said, from that Friday till that day, Sunday evening, she said, the thirst for cigarette died. That means that woman is a child of God. God mentioned her case. You're all here. God knows they mention your case. It is for two reasons. He's either giving you time to repent, patiently waiting for you to change your mind, so that when you will start with you, you go cry, nobody will deliver you. Or you have no relationship with him. Which one do you fall? Church, the time is too short to belong to a church. Belong to Jesus, not church. Have a relationship. Some of you, your pastor know you, but your Jesus does not know you. You are a serious worker in the vineyard, but God does not know you, but your pastor knows you. My pastor may not know me, but I want Jesus to know me. Come to Christ. Don't go to church. Don't pride yourself. I belong to this church. I belong to this church. Meanwhile, Jesus does not know you. I don't know, maybe somebody is the one I'm talking to. If that person is here, let us pray. I want us to talk to God. I want to have a relationship with you. And that is prayer for sincere people. I want you to know me. I want to be part of you. I don't want to die and go to hell. I may give them brother, I may give them sister. Hey, thank God for that. Thank God for that. But I also want to live a life pleasing before you. I don't want to put you to shame. I don't know how many people I'm talking to. Maybe there's somebody here who said something. Just sit down wherever you are, everybody, and bow down your heads just for a moment. Maybe that is why your life is not changing. It's because God has been seeking your attention. He cannot get it. Maybe you are that person. He has been calling you. You have been giving him condition. And now, let me make money, but make a marry first. Who are you to give God condition? Condition. A mortal man, a human being like you. It's a merciful God. Okay, why not? Why not? Why not rededicate your life again? Over and again, I give you my life.
Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. Over and again, I give you my life. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. Over and again, I give you my soul.
Here, you want to demonstrate your seriousness today? I'll give your life to Christ. You want to demonstrate that seriousness? I'll give you the opportunity to also come to the altar. You come to the altar, whoever you are. You desire to be serious for today. You want God to help you. Help you because it is Him. He is the one that will help us. A merciful God. Let that person come to the altar. Whether it's one person I'm talking to today, the altar is here. God bless you, sister. You are not coming to me. Oh. So when you come to the altar, talk to him. Talk to him. Let him take over.
I belong to you. Over and again, I give you my love.
Give you my soul.
Over and again, I give you my soul.
Talk to
you. Over and again, I belong to you.
Over and again,
I give you my love.
I give you my soul.
Watching us wherever you are, in your room there, before the screen there, he's there with you. You can rededicate your life again. You can always start again with him. Just invite him, tell him you want to have a relationship with him. Even there in that room, even now, he can visit you there. You are part of us. Let the front of that your TV screen be your altar. Let it be your altar. Connect. Place your hand on your screen. Tell the Lord you are connected to the grace that is flowing. It's a grace of restoration. Tell him to do something and change your life. You want to have a relationship with him. He's there. He's there now. He's there. You touch the screen and get connected. And he will touch you. You see something will happen to you now. Talk to him. Talk to him. You are not before me. You are before him. Oh yes.
And as you have made me your own. There's nothing greater than me. That's why I love you.
I want more of you, more of you, more of you. Somebody, that's our song.
I want more of you.
More of you. You can't have enough of God.
I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you,
the more I want to know you.
The more I want to know you, Jesus. More of you,
Lord. Yes,
Lord, I need you more.
I want more of you.
All I want to know.
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
And so, dependable God, truly has it been written, Isaiah 55:11. Papa, you say your word has gone forth out of your mouth, it shall not return back to you void. But he must prosper and accomplish those things whereunto he has sent them. Therefore, Lord, tonight, O God, your word that went forth, have this one here in mind. Even those watching in the wireless, someday in the congregation, be convicted by the power of the eternal word. Dependable God, you know where they are coming from. Before this altar, though broken in the heart, though crying, Papa, though grieve, though in the mood of regret, dependable daddy, because they have come, Papa, receive them by yourself in the name of Jesus Christ. Excellent God, you are the only one that gave power to sin no more. Lord, upon this altar, but whatever they are, oh God, need that broken the heart. For the Bible says, according to her Papa, you will not despise. Therefore, Daddy, receive your children, oh God. Give them a second chance in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the power of transformation, the power of change, be the essence of Christianity. Begin to develop in this soul in the name of Jesus Christ. Papa, the dear of the old God, let appetite for sin die. Let appetite for iniquity die. Let strong feeling die. Let strong emotion die. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everlasting God. Now from this moment, the Holy Ghost will begin to work that power and the spirit of regeneration. We begin to walk in this soul, oh God, or they cry before me in the soul in the name of Jesus Christ. Dependable daddy, that bridge that connect them to the world that have broken tonight, may it never be repaired again in their life in the name of Jesus Christ. Abba Father, that spirit that the enemy has assigned after them, and the hallelujah to my Papa, may that be never located to you again in the name of Jesus Christ. From this moment, you will grow from strength to strength spiritually. In the name of Jesus Christ. Eternal God, as many of those Papa that will go to that water and baptize in your name, Lord, according to your promise, may you give them eternal life in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, dependable Father.
Thank you, Father.
Daddy, whatever the enemy has withholding from them, may God they was in the camp of the enemy. Today, Lord, have escaped, Papa. Let all those things be restored back unto their life for their joy to be fulfilled in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, the everlasting God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, eternal one. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
God bless you. Bless you, stand up. Your life will never remain the same. The same of you have not baptized, meet us here on Tuesday. We will baptize you. God bless you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.